time for your morning briefing of junior mining and mineral exploration news. You are tuned in to Mining Stock Daily. Now, reporting from the Clear Creek Digital Studios in Denver, Colorado, here's your host, Trevor Hall.
And good morning, everybody. Welcome into the Mining Stock Daily Morning Briefing. This is Trevor Hall, and today is Wednesday, March 27th. Yesterday, the gold price, after treading water during Eastern trading, suddenly shot up just after China closed, galloping from $2,170 to $2,200 by 7 a.m. New York time. Then it retraced most of that meteoric rise when the COMEX opened, falling back to as low of $2,172, settling at $2,179. Mining Stock Journal attributed the sudden move higher to news of the bridge collapse in Baltimore, except the bridge collapsed nearly 2 hours before the gold price rocketed higher. Silver trended lower overnight before heading higher an hour after gold launched, running from $24.68 to a high of $25.05. But once the COMEX opened, silver was mucky hammered down to $24.51 and settled in the afternoon at $24.60. down 20 cents from Monday. Mining Stock Journal commented that it is encouraging that gold continues to make a run up in over $2,200 while silver has been testing $25. It added that it's only a matter of time before those price barriers fall. The mining stocks popped up when the NYSE opened and then faded over the course of the trading day, though GDX managed to close slightly green while the Arctic Gold Bugs Index closed slightly red. Get to the news out of the miners and explorers here in just a moment, but first a quick word about today's sponsor. This episode of Mining Stock Daily is brought to you by Arizona Sonoran Copper. Arizona Sonoran is focused on developing its brownfield copper project on private land in Arizona. The Cactus Mine project is located less than an hour's drive from the Phoenix International Airport. Grid Power and the Union Pacific Rail Line are situated at the base of the Cactus Project's main road. With permitted water access, a streamlined permitting framework, and infrastructure already in place, the Cactus Mine Project is a lower-risk copper development project in the infrastructure-rich heartland of Arizona. For more information, please visit arizonasonoran.com. And here's what you need to know this morning. There's more M&A news this morning. Alamos Gold has entered into a definitive agreement to acquire all of the issued and outstanding shares of Argonaut Gold. Each Argonaut common share outstanding will be exchanged for 0.0185 Alamos common shares, which implies an estimated total consideration of 40 cents Canadian per Argonaut common share, or $325 million U.S. This represents a 34% premium based on Argonaut's and Alamos' closing prices yesterday on the Toronto Stock Exchange, and a 41% premium based on both companies' 20-day volume-weighted average prices. As part of the transaction, Alamos will acquire Argonaut's Magino mine, located adjacent to its Island Gold mine in Ontario. The integration of the two operations is expected to create one of the largest and lowest-cost gold mines in Canada. Concurrently with the transaction, Argonaut's assets in the U.S. and Mexico will be spun out to its existing shareholders as a newly created junior gold producer. SpinCo will own the Florida Canyon mine in the United States, as well as the El Castillo complex, the La Colorado operation, and the Cerro del Gallo project, all located in Mexico. Alamos Gold trades on the TSX with AGI. They also trade on the NYSE with AGI. Argonaut trades on the TSX with AR. Vizsla Silver says it has executed an arrangement agreement with Vizsla Royalties, whereby the business of the company will be reorganized into two companies. Vizsla Silver shareholders will vote on the arrangement at a special meeting of shareholders to be held at a date to be announced. To be effective, the arrangement must be approved by a special resolution passed by at least 66 2/3% of the votes cast by Vizsla Silver shareholders present in person or represented by proxy at the meeting. The arrangement involves the distribution of common shares and warrants of Vizsla Royalties to Vizsla Silver shareholders. Each shareholder will receive 1/3 of a Visa Royalties share and 1/3 of Visa Royalties warrant for each common share of Visa Silver. Visa Silver trades on the Venture with VZLA and on the NYSE with VZLA. Western Copper and Gold launched its metallurgical testing program at Casino. 15 composite samples were prepared from core acquired last year. The 2023 drill program consisted of 7 holes, or about 2,200 meters, ranging from 130 meters to 556 meters in length. The drill holes were located inside the current pit boundaries and were selected to provide a range of grades, host rocks, and mineralogy for the metallurgical program. The drill holes were selected to convert indicated resource to measured. The drill results continue to show the importance of the core zone, wherein relatively high grades are encountered, as shown in hole 5, which intersected 158.5 meters of supergene mineralization, in part oxidized, with 0.82% copper equivalent. Further, hole 4, which is approximately 1 kilometer west of the core zone, and hole 6, which is at the northwest edge of the core zone, intercepted 86 meters of 0.56% copper equivalent and 174 meters of 0.52% copper equivalent, respectively, in the supergene zone. Western Copper and Gold trades on the TSX and the NYSE American with WRN. And Magna Mining has signed a definitive offtake agreement with Vale Base Metals, and their wholly owned subsidiary Vale Canada, for the advanced exploration portion of the Crean Hill project. Under the agreement, initial production would be shipped to Vale's Claribel mill in Sudbury for processing. This includes material from the main, intermediate, 9400, 9400 footwall, and 101 footwall zones. The 109 footwall zone is excluded from the agreement and is planned to be processed through alternative mills with potentially increased precious metal recovery during the advanced exploration period. Mill recovery from test work was calculated recoveries of 80.5% nickel, 93.5% copper, and approximately 70% for copper, platinum, palladium, and gold. Magna Mining trades on the Venture with NICU and on the OTCQB with MGMNF. All right, that's a wrap here this morning on the Morning Briefing. It's a very busy day today, so we got a lot of updates coming your way. The Mining Stock Daily Morning Briefing is produced by Clear Commodity Network and Investment Research Dynamics Mining Stock Journal. It is distributed throughout the world through your podcast network of choice and by our friends at the Junior Mining Network. Have a wonderful day, everybody. Be well. The information presented should not be considered investment advice. Mining Stock Daily and its affiliates are not responsible for any loss arising from any investment decision in connection with the material presented herein. Please do your own research or speak with a licensed financial representative before making any investment decisions.